Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. It's good to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been here for a while, then thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget all the other things you can do on my site. It's all free thanks to my organization and our outstanding sponsors. I want to introduce you to Dr. Sharon Hattery, who is the executive director of the Center for Women's Business Research. And she is a well-known expert in women's business ownership and women in the marketplace, women who are leaders in our marketplace. And she's committed her career to these things. Dr. Hattery, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim, and I hope you'll call me Sharon. As we were talking before we got on the air, we know so many people in common. We must be friends, too.
We're already friends, and I appreciate that. I'm glad to have you here, Sharon. And I want to thank you for all that you do for not only for women in the marketplace, but for small businesses in particular.
Well, thank you. You know, what we realized very early on is that all policy and economic and marketplace decisions are based on facts. And so, as you probably know, the Center for Women's Business Research, that's what we do, is we research and then publicize the facts about the growth of women's entrepreneurship.
Well, we're glad to meet you and have you talk to us about these things, because my audience knows that since the very beginning of this show in 1997, we've devoted quite a bit of our time every month to women's issues, and have done hundreds of interviews with people who are doing similar things to what you're doing, and as well as women entrepreneurs in particular. What are some of the some of the statistics that you have at your fingertips about women in business?
People can ask me a lot of questions that I get excited about, but this is the best question, because today in the United States, nearly half of all businesses are 50% or more owned by a woman. You heard what I said, nearly half. That's 10.6 million women-owned businesses. They are employing 19.1 million people and generating nearly $2.5 trillion in revenue.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's one-fourth of the national economy.
But, you know, Jim, I think what I find even more exciting is the growth rates. Women-owned businesses are expanding in number. They're increasing their employment at twice the rate of all businesses. So it's not only that we have, you know, a huge number of these businesses with substantial employment, but the growth is amazing. And that says a lot of women are not only starting businesses, but they're growing them, and they're making them substantial businesses.
When I started doing this talk, when she talks about the growth, folks, Sharon, when I started reporting on these issues all those years ago, that number was not almost 50%. It was barely 40%.
It was 30. You're right. It was something like 38% or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing.
Why do you think that has happened?
Well, I think it's a number of things. Three of the most important things in the growth and expansion of women-owned businesses, and actually of any business, is, first of all, access not only to capital, but access to financial products and services.
Right.
Secondly, it's access to markets. And thirdly, it's access and visibility in the networks of decision makers. So I think that's where we've seen the changes. Clearly,
there are a couple of other things too. Technology has leveled the playing field for all people, and women have really taken advantage of that.
That's true. If we want to get beyond those three basics, clearly there's technology. I'll tell you the other thing that's really important is shows like yours, because we are now providing women with role models. So later we're going to be joined by a woman business owner
right.
I know who has been very successful.
Lainey Click's going to be with us in a few minutes, right?
And when we showcase, if you will, the women who have been successful, have them share what it took to be successful, other women look at this and say, you know, I too can dream big dreams and turn them into reality.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's what's happening. And that, for some reason, that means more to women than it does to men.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that it means more. It may mean more, but
I think it does.
But also, what's important is for years, all of our role models were men, and I say that in
right.
no ugly way. Men have done amazing things running large businesses. But we need women role models.
Sharon, stand by. Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We've got to sell some things. When we come back after these messages, Sharon is going to become my co-host as we jointly interview Lainey Click, who is the president of Palm Beach Purses. Yeah, that's right, ladies. I'm going to talk about purses. Imagine that. Twain Tales, stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad these two ladies are with me today. Dr. Sharon Hattery is with us. She's has already been with us. We've been talking a little bit about her organization, the Center for Women's Business Research, and now we're also about to visit with a new friend, Lainey Click, who's the owner of Palm Beach Purses. And one of the things that I'm glad Sharon is here for, ladies and gentlemen, is because Lainey wants to talk about her business, which makes purses, and I knew I needed some help. So let's get them in here. Lainey, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your business. And Sharon, say hello to Lainey.
Hi, Lainey.
Good morning, Sharon.
It's good to have you here, Lainey. And Sharon, what I want you to do while we're visiting with Lainey, I want you to be my co-host. What that means is you don't have to wait for me to ask questions. If you want to say something to Lainey, you can. But Lainey, I want you to get started by telling us a little bit about your company, Palm Beach Purses. I can't even
Palm
say
Beach
it.
Palm Beach Purses. Basically, my company designs and makes purses. But I make purses of all types, all varieties, price ranges. I sell small purses as souvenirs of New York to JFK Airport. I also sell fancy purses to women in Palm Beach and all over the place. So I have a variety of women in my marketplace. I have gone to Office Depot, Success Strategies for Women in Business.
Right.
And that gave me an anchor because I'm relatively new. My background is actually in theater as a playwright. So there's an element of drama that I have learned in business.
So, Lainey, you are the designer, manufacturer, and distributor, right?
That's right. I outsource people to make my designs, but I'm the owner and the designer. That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually have someone manufacture your purses. Lainey mentioned something that I want to make sure we talk about today, and that is that all three of us are going to be at the Office Depot Success Strategies for Women Business Owners Conference, which is in Boca Raton, February 27th through March 1st. And folks, if you go to officedepot.com, you can find the conference there. I think they still have some vacancies. But last year I was there, Sharon, and also Lainey, you were there.
And
there
were
1,100 women were there, and me. I was the token guy.
Well, I would recommend this to anybody at any level that they are in business. It is absolutely so valuable because what you can learn in a few days is enough to keep you going for years.
Well, I have to agree. I always come away from the Office Depot conference, and I think I've been to all but one of them, so energized with new ideas, new business contacts, and new friends too.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about Sharon, I'd like for you to ask Lainey whatever question you'd like to ask her about her business.
Well, I'm particularly interested in your distribution network and how you set that up and how you're using technology.
Well, again, going to Office Depot emphasized the importance of the website.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with the earlier statement about going out there and doing what you love is not necessarily the key to success. It's really being interested in business and following every opportunity. Example, during the hurricanes in South Florida where I live, I had gone into Bank Atlantic. We had no power here for 2 weeks. I knew Bank Atlantic had power. I went in there. They said, oh, what kind of a business do you have? I said, Palm Beach purses. And they said, bring them in. We're all suffering from the storm. We need something different. Gave them a trunk show. Then they said, we'd like you to be our new business entrepreneur for the month of November. We're starting a new program. So that was a tremendous marketing tool for me because then I got on the front page of the hometown news. From that, Wellington the magazine picked me up, wanted to do an article on my accessories.
And all because you just went out into the marketplace and said, hi, I'm Lainey and I have a business.
Exactly.
Basically, you didn't stay in your cave.
I never stay in a cave. If you're going to be an entrepreneur, you cannot be in a cave. You have got to show up for everything and be there and have a great, enthusiastic attitude and enjoy being with people. And again, I love what I do, but I love business. And
Sharon,
I love the interaction. And
Sharon,
I love
what have you learned? What have you learned in with the Center for Women's Business Research? What have you learned that might be something that would help Lainey?
I'm not sure if this would help Lainey. In fact, I suspect it will reflect her experience. But we've been studying women-owned businesses that are growing and achieving higher levels of financial success. And I think we've found a lot of the things that Lainey's talking about. These businesses are more likely to market out of their region. You know, they market in their region, but they also market across the nation, national distribution channels, which is why I asked her about distribution. The women themselves, I love what Lainey said about being, that what she loves is business. The women themselves are financially sophisticated, use financial management to, or financial measurements to manage the business. They use technology. She talked about using her website. And they have confidence in themselves.
Ladies, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. We'll be right back with Dr. Sharon Hattery, Executive Director of the Center for Women's Business Research, and Lainey Click, who's the owner of Palm Beach Purses. Say that three times real fast. 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
For all your tears.
Are you reeling in the years? Slowing away the time.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me give you the name of this conference, folks. I've been saying it probably not correctly. It's Office Depot Success Strategies for Business Women's Conference. It's in Boca Raton, Florida, February 27th through March 1st. I'm going to give you a website to go to, officedepotsuccess.com. And if you go there, you'll find out more about the conference. You'll find out how you can attend. You'll find out about the speakers there, including one of our guests, Dr. Sharon Hattery, is going to be speaking there. Sharon, tell us about your topic.
My topic is what we've learned in the research about how to grow a financially successful business.
Give us your website, please.
Our website is www.womensbusinessresearch, all one word, womensbusinessresearch, just what we do, .org.
.org. And Lainey Click is also with us. She's the president of Palm Beach Purses, and I would like for you to give us the website, too, please.
My website is www.palmbeachpurses.com.
Darn, she said it correctly. Okay, I would like Sharon, I would like for you to ask Lainey another question, please.
Well, Lainey, what I'd like to ask you is what advice would you give to other women who want to run a business that is financially successful?
I think that the most important aspect of this is not to be intimidated when you're first starting. It's a very competitive market. We have to make America safe for entrepreneurs. Many of our products are no longer made here, and many of the entrepreneurs are still using American labor products and everything else. There are a lot of negative people out there who will give you a big why. Why are you doing this? This cannot be done. They will continue to challenge you, and they will continue to try to put you in a box and toss you out. At that point, you say, I'm not interested. Thank you for sharing. And then you move on, and you continue to develop your business. You find people who can give you the best advice, the most helpful criticism that will be that will enhance your business, and you continue to develop, show up, and meet new people all the time. You keep going, you keep networking, and marketing is a constant.
Well said, Lainey. And one of the things that I like to do, and I really appreciate what you just said about these people, you want to move away from the toxic talk. Mm-hmm. And you want to find people who I call people who are capable of being your critic, but also your safe harbor. People,
right.
people who can give you constructive criticism, and but when they do it, you know that they're not doing it just because they're negative or they're jealous or whatever. But one thing I want to ask, ladies, it's almost Valentine's Day. Should I buy a purse for Valentine's Day for my wife? What should I do?
Absolutely.
How do I buy purses for a lady?
Oh, you can go to www.palmbeachpurses.com.
All right, that's a place where I can buy purses. But Sharon, how do I do that? How do I decide which purse to buy? There's so many.
Well, Lanny and I will help you. Take a look at what's in your wife's wardrobe. If she has lots of big bags, get her a big one. If she's got primarily small ones, get her a small one. But best of all, get her something expensive, good-looking, that she would never treat herself to. And I will be happy to go on Lanny's site and give you all my good advice. And you can buy one for me, too.
I feel a conference call coming up here, folks. It's going to cost me some bucks, too.
I would also add, find out her favorite colors, because I love color, and that's what really motivated me to start this.
Hey, ladies, are you wearing red today?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Today is Red for Women Day. Go Red
Absolutely.
For Women.
This is
Heart Health Month. American,
Absolutely.
American Heart Month. So good for you, ladies.
Jim, I'd like to add one more thing.
Okay.
I think it's very important to donate to charities, and I have donated to the American Heart Association, because not only as a small business, when you help people when you donate to charities, but you also achieve visibility within the community. And even though my business has been around for a short while, I have donated to over 20 charities. And
well, good for you.
Respect that.
You know, Sharon, when I interview lots of entrepreneurs every year, and that's one thing that they say over and over again, the successful ones give back to the community, don't they?
If it give back to the community, it's a form of leadership, a form of helping develop the community, but also, and not that I want to be crass about it, but they all tell me that when I give, it comes back to me in so many ways, including business.
We learned that from Ecclesiastes. Cast your bread on the water, and in time it will come back to you. Sharon Hattery, thank you for being here. Lainey Click, thank you for being here, both of you ladies.
Thank you very much, Jim.
We'll see you in Florida.
I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'll see you at the Office Depot Success Strategies for Business Women's Conference in Boca Raton in about 3 weeks. Thanks, ladies. I'll see both of you next time. We'll get you back on the show another day. I got to go
you,
for
Jim.
This hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners like Lainey Click. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.